pop up here, it's just a bit for me, and rather standing in. Jensen, I mean, it's a few years since you did Super One, and obviously we've watched your career over the years, and exceedingly pleased for you this year. I mean, this must have been the pinnacle of it, winning the World Formula One Championship.
Yeah, I think it is for all of us. Winning the World Championship is our aim in karting and in lower formula, and it has been mine for 10 years in F1. You know, I've been slaving away in certain situations. Some have been very good for me, some not so good. But it all came around in 2009, so an exceptional year by the whole team. And you know, it was such a difficult winter, 2008 to 2009, and so to come away with the championship is exceptional. But, you know, karting, I haven't done much karting lately because the last time I drove a kart was, I think, the end of 2007, and I fractured two ribs in the process, which went down really well with my team. So I haven't done much karting lately, but I've always said that, you know, below Formula One, the next best category for me was, I don't know what it's called now, but it was Super A and Formula A when I used to race a little bit in the UK and also abroad racing in Europe. So great experiences and a lot of talent out there that obviously doesn't get the opportunity.
Okay, well, you've talked a little bit about Europe and what was then Super A and Formula A. It's now KF1, which you've just given the trophies out for. I heard you talking earlier to the KF3s, which was Jica in the old days, and you've raced in that as well. I mean, how much did that help with the cadet racing, the Jica racing, and then the Super A and the Formula A? How much did that actually help when you got into cars and Formula 1?
Well, you know, as a kid, you pick up things very quickly, and you learn very quickly. So it's good to start early. The good thing for me was my old man wasn't pushy at all, and I do mean that. So it was fantastic. So I could just go and enjoy myself for the first few years. Then it started getting a bit more serious, and I had the opportunities, and I was lucky to be able to race for a good team in Europe. And for sure, it does make a difference. But you learn your racecraft in karting. You learn how to drive a car, how to judge overtaking moves, the precision, and that's where your style comes from. And my style in Formula One is very similar to what it was in go-karts, which sounds crazy. And also, you'll notice when you get to Formula One, you'll start saying go-karts, which I don't know why it is, but it happens. But yeah, I had a great experience, and you know, I will never forget my karting years and pushing Neil Hand's bus at Shennington, trying to get it started with about 30 other people. A lot of interesting memories like that will stick with me, a few that I probably can't mention on stage here as well. So,
have you got any words of advice for these young guys? Because they're obviously where you were when you won the Cadet Championship. They all can see Formula One. They've got Jenson Button on the lips. They want to be the next Jenson Button. What words of advice have you got for them?
The easy bit is driving fast. And in reality, you know, the other bits are very, very important. Working with your mechanic or whoever's running you, if it's your father, someone from your family, it's about working with them. And it's something I didn't work hard enough on until I got to Europe. I started working with my team a lot closer. And pretty much I'd arrive at the factory. It was a little place in Belgium. Genk. I was being run by Paul Lemons from GKS, and he sort of showed me to the back room where the carts were, the engines were, the wheels, the tires, everything, and he said, right, you're going to run in 12 engines today, get out there and build the car. And I was in shock because I'd always been mollycoddled beforehand, didn't have a clue what I was doing, so it took me a little bit of time, but I used to go there and build the car, put everything together, and go out and run the engines in. So it was an experience, and I hated it, but it's what makes you stronger, and you also learn about, not just about driving, but about working with a cart and adjusting it, because you do need it later in life. I mean, the amount of work we do with the engineers is far greater than we actually spend in the car.
I mean, they talk about engineering in Formula One. How much of it is driver, and how much of it is engineers, or is it total teamwork?
Yeah, it's total teamwork, and you have to be in a good car, you have to be with a good team. And you know, when you get to F1, you think, well, I'm better than the rest, so I can make the difference. But everyone's good in F1. You know, you're not there. No one's had an easy ride to get to Formula 1. So it's very, very competitive. And you've got to think to yourself, well, everyone's good, so how can I make myself better? And it's not always about the driving. It's about your technical feedback. It's about mentally how prepared you are. Sounds crazy, I know, especially when you're racing in karts, but there's a lot of aspects that you need to work on, fitness, and you've just got to look into it and work in every way. You've got to really want it to achieve and to actually get to F1 in the first place, but then actually to win the World Championship. And it's a lot harder than I thought it would be. The last couple of years of my life have been very, very hectic and trying to find little areas that I can improve on that you wouldn't even think you would have to work on, but you do,
Okay, last question for you. 2010, obviously change of team and everything. Where's 2010 going for you?
Well, after I won the champs this year, it was, so what am I going to do next year? You know, I need a new challenge. I don't think I would have been so motivated if I stayed at the same place. So moving teams was a must for me. And it's a hell of a challenge, I know that, at McLaren. I think I've got a fantastic teammate in Lewis. He's achieved a lot in his short career in F1, and he is going to go on to achieve a lot. For me, it's great working with him, and I think for him, it's great working with me because we both have a lot of experience of racing Formula One cars, but also other formulas. And we've had good times, we've had bad times on the circuit and off the circuit. Quite controversial sometimes, both of us. It's going to be, you know, good working with him. McLaren themselves have been great so far. I spent a lot of time in the simulator, which is pretty high tech, spending a lot of time with my engineers I'll be working with this year. And it's all going smoothly. I'm really, really looking forward to the first test in February. But, you know, even so, there's a lot of work we have to do before we actually jump into the car in February. A lot of work with my engineers and understanding everything. It's always going to be very different.
Lovely. Well, I think we know what we'd like to see as Formula One champion in 2010. We'll wish you all the best with that. Thanks for coming back to the grassroots and seeing these guys. We remember you when you were there. We're absolutely delighted that you've made it to the very pinnacle of motorized sport. Ladies and gentlemen, world Formula One champion, Jenson Button!